Well, the paw was a bit on the fast side. However, the puck looks pretty good to me. Comes out in one go, which is pretty good too. As I said, the paw a bit fast, so for my next one, I'm still going to drink this, of course, because it looks kind of rich and thick and good, but there are some dark specks on top of the crema. It's a two different color crema, actually. I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to make of that and how I can analyze that to the best effect, but there is a lot of crema and it looks pretty good and rich and thick, and I've just got to make it into a latte because I poured it immediately into my 6-ounce cup. It smells delicious. I've got to frost some milk now. Make it into a latte immediately. Actually, it's not a latte. It's a flat white. What the heck? I've got to try this before I add some milk because, hey, I just remember this is the first time I'm trying this bean. I don't even know if milk will blend well into this cup of coffee. This is rather nice. I'm glad I tried it like that before putting milk into it, because you can get the purest sense of the extraction. But I will say, remembering the extraction was a bit fast, just a bit fast, and I've already adjusted the king for my next extraction. But it's a lovely bean, and I can see what they meant by sweet acidity. It's almost spot on. There is a sweet acidity. There's no bitterness whatsoever, and a very sweet smell. Still a bit of steam coming off the crema top out of the cup. Beautiful. That is very nice. I'm trying to see, man, is there any chocolate in there as well? And I've got to look hard for that. But it's very pleasant. I must pull another shot and make it into a flat white, because then, and then only, will we see if this coffee is a coffee I can serve Shirley, who loves her lattes. She never, ever, ever drinks espresso. Whereas I can really appreciate an espresso. But I must get that pour right.